This is something. I'm really excited. I think the whole process of, like, moving is, it's an exciting one. I personally hate doing it, and I'm going to have to pretty soon, and I'm dreading it. But, yeah, I think it's an exciting one.
Yeah, I'm most excited about my office.
This is going to be beautiful. Make it your office / Luke's room.
No.
So he can have his own private space away from you also.
I'm getting him a balcony.
Okay, that's fair.
Like, okay. I do this for, I literally work my ass off so I can take care of a dog.
Mm-hmm. I did forget that you said you were getting the balcony for him.
The balcony is for him.
That's right.
And we have a bigger apartment, so he's going to actually be able to run around.
Aww.
Yeah, like two bedrooms. Now we barely even have one bedroom here. Now I'm upgrading us from a damn near no bedroom to two.
I do this for us. You're so cute.
Girl, that's why sometimes I don't even be feeling bad when he gives me those puppy dog eyes. I'd be like, oh, you're not going to puppy dog eye me because I'm tired, okay?
Little Lukey.
Sitting up here working for him. So yeah, he is going to, his bed's going to be, he'll have one bed in my room and then he'll have another bed and that's our room. And they have another bed in the living room. And he has a balcony.
Luke is going to be spoiled, okay? He's going to be that dog.
Yeah. Yes, girl. Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Confessions of a Single Dog Mom. I am your host, Shayna. And of course, never too far from me is my co-host, my 4-year-old French Bulldog, Luke. All right, so let's go ahead and hop into that phone call. So you heard my friend and I discussing, I want to say this was like it was either like a few days before I was going to apply for my apartment or something like that. And that was almost 2 months ago that I was talking to her about it. And now I have lived in my new apartment for actually 8 days. I've been living in my new apartment. So I've finally obviously made a decision. I was able to look around and everything and, you know, really make a decision on what I felt was best for me. And I just kind of want to talk about my experience in the first 8 days that I've been living here. So I will say that I absolutely love it. Have definitely had just more positive things to say. Like, I think that I just made the best decision. I am absolutely enjoying this. So I'll talk about a lot of things that I'm loving. We'll also talk about some of the like minor things that I've come by that are like not deal breakers, but like, again, just minor things. And then I just want to discuss like how I think Luke is enjoying it, because as you heard, Luke's experience in our new apartment was equally as important as mine. So all right, so starting off with the things that I love, let's see here. So actually I'll start with this. This is something they didn't even mention when I was touring the apartment. Like, nobody even showed me this. There's a trash chute here. And like, just that like small convenience for me, like it's just that much better than my last apartment, because I don't have to go all the way downstairs now. I do live on the fifth floor. This is a 5-story building, so I live on the fifth floor, and the elevator honestly always idles at the lobby level. So like, if ever I need to go down on the elevator, it just takes forever, and like, it's just, that's one of the annoyances. But the point is that I'm happy that I have a trash chute. So like, when I'm taking out my trash, I can just like do that instead. Space obviously was a huge factor. So like, my old studio apartment, I can't even say, like, I don't even think it was 500 square feet. It was so small. And I had just become like, I'd obviously grown out of it, but I had just become, I want to say that had I not had the situation, I told the story a few months back, but the situation where my apartment manager, like, honestly just like kicked me out because I made this whole thing about how I felt unsafe in my apartment. I felt like, you know, there was like someone trying to enter and they just weren't expressing really any care or concern, or like, just they were going to charge me to even review the cameras. It was just like unreal to me. And I just didn't feel like that was just like the right thing to do. So I did. I made a big deal. I called the mayor. I called the police. I did all this and I don't regret it. But at the end, after they were able to check the cameras for me, and it turns out it was my neighbor and he brushed against my door, but whatever. After all that happened, they were like, so we're not going to renew your lease. And I kind of knew, I in the back of my head, I was like, I feel like they're going to do this, but I would rather move than be treated like this, you know, from these people. So literally like wash my hands of it. I'm happy where I am now. I also feel like what I was saying is that it kind of forced me to like, it helped me realize that I had just outgrown my apartment. Whereas like at first I was just like living in this like super small space where I was like doing the most. I was doing the most. I was like having this whole like, you know, studio thing where I was like trying to make this thing for single dog mom. I was just too many clothes. It was just like too much going on. And so it forced me to be like, okay, girl, like you need a bigger apartment. Like you need it. You know what I mean? So it all worked out in the end. But yeah, like the space, I've never had this much space. I've never lived in, I have lived in a 2-bedroom apartment, but it still wasn't as big as this. Like this apartment is big as hell. I don't know the square footage, but it's big. The kitchen's big. Like I just don't, sometimes I'm just like, wow, like, wow. I just love it. I have like a laundry room. it's just crazy. And then all this natural lighting, like I'm really enjoying. Lots of comparison to my old apartment, just because like I said, I just can't believe that I did that for 2 years. Like the studio apartment, it had one window. And for the majority of the time that I lived there, there was no view. There was like a building next door to it. So it was miserable. And like now I have like huge windows. And I just like, I'm just so thankful. I'm just so happy. There was like, you know, a lot of back and forth with me on deciding if I was going to stay in New Jersey, which I did. I still live in Jersey, or I was going to move to Harlem. And I wanted to move to Harlem because like, I felt like I would just kind of feel more comfortable in that environment. Like, you know, there's a lot of culture there. There's a lot of, you know, obviously more things to do there than in my last neighborhood, and just like a lot more like my style. And it would have been easier for me to get to work there from there as well. But I do feel like if I would have moved to Harlem, I would have had to sacrifice like a few things, and I just didn't have to sacrifice staying here in Jersey. So one of those things being a balcony. There was an apartment in Harlem that I found that did have a balcony, but it was like, you know, it didn't, it was just always like it didn't have something. And this apartment has everything. So like, you know, the balcony obviously is something that was very important for me because I thought that Luke was going to benefit from it. And he has, he really loves the balcony, and I love the balcony as well. So like things like that. Another thing with the space is that like Luke loves fetch. Like he will, if you've ever been around Luke, you know that he will pick up his donut or pick up his hamburger and he will like drop it at your feet. And what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to kick it. Like he just loves fetch. He doesn't know how to turn it off. You know what I mean? He can play fetch all day. But in my old apartment, there was really no space for us to do that. And so now like there is, and I'm just like so happy that I would almost feel like guilty that he didn't have enough space to do that in our old apartment. So now he does. And I feel so much better about it. Let's see what else. Oh yeah. So a few more things. I love the fact that I can have company now without feeling like, oh my God, you don't have anywhere to sit, or like, oh my God, it's so dark in here. Just like, you know, the things that as the host, you just want your guests to be comfortable. And, you know, I would never truly feel like I could make my guests comfortable at my last place. But now like there's so much room for comfort. Like it's great. And then the last thing I will say is that I am, it's like a 5-minute walk from the light rail. Now this is something that I have not been able to do, is like explore Jersey at all. You know, I just have it. And now so that I'm just a few minutes away from the light rail, I can like, you know, explore the city. And like, I've already looked at like, you know, places I can go, and like I can take Luke with me as well. So I'm really excited about that. And I'm going to take advantage of like, I'm going to take advantage of it rather than like, you know, just kind of being the little homebody that I've kind of been, you know? Moving on to some of the things that I don't like hate them, but they're just like minor, very minor annoyances, some opportunities, maybe just some things that I might not even be right about, you know what I mean? But just some things that I notice. So first of all, you guys, this apartment was so dirty. And this is coming from housekeeping hotel Shayna. Like this apartment had this, there was no move out clean. There was not. I spent like, I guess I wasn't even thinking like, let me clean before I put all my furniture in. It's like once I was unpacking my boxes and I was like doing that, like kind of just like wipe down of the counters, I just realized that it was like everything was coming up black, and I used an entire Lysol wipe pack in the kitchen. Like that's like not even exaggerating. That's how bad it was. And I was just so pissed off because I just don't think that should be the move-in experience. And like they sent me a survey and I just said like, you know, if you guys did pay a cleaning company to clean this after whoever moved out, they did not. They did not do a good job. And I didn't bother to take pictures and like do all that. You know, I didn't care about that. I'm just saying like, it was just gross. It was just gross. I didn't appreciate that. So there's that. Another thing is like, so I've never lived in a building or anywhere that had like, that was like situated on a main street, and like this building is. So since that's the case, it's like a certain times of day, like right now, what, it's 7 in the evening, so it's not as loud, but like, you know, during like the morning when there's two colleges here. There's a high school and a middle school, like all literally like within, like you just make a circle outside the front of the building and like you're just like this, all these schools. So like there's a lot of traffic in the morning, there's a lot of traffic in the afternoon, and it's just like so loud. Nothing that I can't sleep through, so it's not going to bother me there, but it's just a new thing for me, you know? Okay, so here's the thing about my ride to work, and I fully knew that it was going to take me longer to get to work now. So at my old apartment, it used to take me from my front door to the hotel's front door. It used to take me 30 minutes exactly to get to work. Maybe 40 if like there was traffic in the tunnel. But now that I knew that this was going to happen, but it's an hour from the front door of my apartment now to the front door of my hotel. It is, well, actually yesterday was an hour and 3 minutes. I did set a timer because I was just curious on like how, like, you know, how this is going to go. And yeah, it took an hour. And so I think when you first hear it, it's like, damn, an hour. Like, you know what I mean? And that was like another reason why I was like, okay, maybe I'll move to Harlem, because then it wouldn't be so long for me to get to work, you know? But the way I see it is that, like, you know, like I said, this apartment has everything I needed, plus the things that I wanted and more that I didn't even like know that I was going to appreciate. You know what I mean? So, I thought that I could just like take that hour and, kind of like use it for something, you know, like be productive with that hour that I'm riding to New York or whatever. So yesterday on my way to work, I literally read a book that I had been meaning to read. Like I probably have like 5 books that I either haven't read yet or that I like didn't finish, you know what I mean? So I was able to do that, and like that was cool. So I did that on my way to work and I did it on my way home. And like, as long as I'm able to keep myself busy and like, you know, not scroll on Instagram the whole time, like actually be productive, then I think that I'll be actually benefiting from that ride. You know what I mean? Also, a few other like goals that I set for myself in addition to like reading or whatever, like on my way to work, is that, you know, I want to start, I told myself that on April 1st, I was going to start like being a little bit more, like I told myself I was gonna start waking up earlier. I cannot tell you the last time I woke up at 5 a.m. But now that I do live an hour from work and I do need to still get to work like at the latest by 10, like I think I need to just wake up at 5. You know what I mean? So with that, I'm going to make sure. Oh, there's a gym in this apartment building. I didn't even mention that, but yeah, there's a gym. So I love that. So in the morning, I'm gonna make sure that I make my breakfast. I'm going to make sure that I work out and make sure there's a park, like right, a dog park right across the street. Like there's so many great things about it here. I just love it. Like, there's a dog park right there. And Luke is the kind of dog that needs to go to the dog park when there's no other dogs, or like maybe there's like one other dog. And that's it. So if I take him early in the morning, you know, he can kind of like get tired and stuff like that. So that's the plan. And I'm really actually looking forward to it. So I'm actually pretty excited about it. So again, minor inconvenience, but if I do it the right way, it will like work out to my like benefit. Let's see what else. Oh, so I met a few neighbors, and like I met two neighbors. I've walked by and said hello to many people, but like two people I've spoken to. So one of my neighbors, Miss Linda, she's like old enough to be my mom. She's so sweet. She's like, you know, she has a daughter my age and stuff like that. And so she made a comment that she doesn't like the management here. And like once she said, I was like, oh my God, like I literally like just went through bad management at the last place. Like, what's going on? And so when she answered me, she said, you know, they just don't care. And again, I'm like, oh Lord, Miss Linda, like, what are you telling me? So her thing is that the management company here doesn't care about the weed smell in the hallways. Now, I smelled it on the first day. I was like, yes, it smells like weed in the hallways. Now, if it would smell like weed in my apartment, I would be pissed. But it's not like seeping through the air vents or anything like that. Like, it's just like sometimes it smells like weed in the hallways. And like, I live on, like, she and I live on different floors. And she's like, oh, yeah, it's just like, and the thing is like, no, if it were me, if we all have balconies, like, I would just like smoke on the balcony. You know what I mean? Open a fucking window. Like, why are you even like, why would I don't understand how people just have their entire apartments smelling like smoke anyway, but whatever, to each his own. But if that's all Miss Linda is talking about, like the smoke smell, honestly, like, it's not even that big of a deal to me. I smelled the weed. I was like, oh, somebody's smoking. Like, you know, I didn't really even care. But she did. And like I said, she has grandchildren and stuff like that. So her view is like a little bit different than mine, just being like, oh, whatever, someone's smoking. So I hope that's like kind of all she was talking about. Like as far as the bad management goes. So yeah, but like I said, we'll see. Let's see here. What else? Oh, so remember that one time that I said, it was like, I think this is like season one. I said that I like to walk around my house naked. And like whenever there was a building in front of the window at my last apartment, I had no problems because like literally nobody could see in. And like, I kind of had to like train myself to walk around with like clothes on and stuff. Here with these huge windows, it's just harder for me to be like cognizant of that. It's hard for me to remember, like, so for example, like if I go to sleep, right, I can never sleep with shorts on. It's just not comfortable. I can sleep with a t-shirt on, but shorts, I'll take them off in the middle of my sleep, or I'll just won't go to sleep with them on. So if I wake up in the morning and forget that I don't have shorts on and I start walking around, you know what I mean? Like, I just kind of worry that people will look in here. And the way that these windows are set up is that, like, you know, it's hard to explain, but like, the way that I like it with the natural light, I want the blinds open all the time. You know what I mean? So I'm just having to like, again, train myself to like keep shorts on when I get out of bed. That's the only time that it's really, or when I get out of bed or when I get out of the shower. That's like the only thing. I don't even know if people can see in here. Like, I've tried to like look from like, I went to go walk Luke and I also drove over there, but like I couldn't see up here. So I don't know why I'm even like thinking this hard into it. Like, maybe it's not even a big deal, but I don't want anybody to see me naked. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want that. Okay, the last thing about these windows, the windows are a gift and a curse. I love the bright light. I love the natural light. Love it so much. But my plants, y'all, like, I have plants and many of them require low light. You know what I mean? Or indirect sunlight. And like in this apartment, there's not much indirect sunlight. Like, I would have to like, it's just like they would, I don't know. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, please don't let my plants die because there's no, like, it's literally that bright in here. And so I love that, but I'm not at the risk of like, you know, killing my plants that I like to have alive. So again, we'll see how all this goes. Oh, and then like lastly, Luke. So I think he is equally enjoying these windows. Like, you know, the view is nice. It is on a main street, like I said. So he likes to look at the cars drive by. If people are walking by, he'll look. I have a few pictures of him. I'm gonna, I think, make a TikTok on, like, he just like looks out the window. It's so cute. He loves the balcony, so that's good. It's been a little bit too cold for me to keep it open the whole time, but I'm gonna, like, you know, once it starts warming up, I know he's really gonna, like, both he and I are gonna be on the balcony for sure. Talked about fetch, right? He loves to play fetch. Like, that's no problem now anymore. And that's it, because I mentioned the park across the street. All right, guys, it is time for this week's Hot Dog Topic. Hot Dog Topics is current events, but make it relatable and make it about dogs. Okay, so I am going to... Oh, remember last week that I said I wanted to go over the Oscars red carpet looks and stuff, but I didn't get the chance to? Well, just my luck, the Grammys were the following week. So now I'm going to review the Grammys red carpet. And I just want to see, like, you know, who was the best dressed, who really had, who won and who needs to just maybe not. So I'm going to do maybe my five or top three of my best dressed opinion, my best dressed of people. And then, like, the bottom two of who just, like, should not have. I'm scrolling through the list right now and seeing who I'm going to give my number one spot to. I like Saweetie's dress. Ooh, this is cute too. St. Vincent. I don't know who that lady is, but her name is St. Vincent. Let's see here. I'm gonna say her. I'm just gonna start off with her. I haven't even gone through the entire list, but I love, love, love her style. It's actually, there's so much going on with what she's wearing on the red carpets. It's a pantsuit. The top of it has a lot of glitter. She's wearing like an orange cape. The pants are yellow. It's a lot, and I don't know if I'm explaining it as if it sounds like it looks good, but it looks good on her. And of course she has like the long flowy, like wavy hair and her like classic red glasses. She just looks amazing. So I'm going to give her my number one spot. Who is number two here? Ooh, okay, hold on. So she's top three for the best dress. I'm going to have to give one of the worst dress to Justin Bieber. Now, his wife, Hailey Bieber, is standing right by his side, and she looks great. She looks like, you know, a bridesmaid. It's just a very simple, beautiful dress, and she looks great. Now, Justin is wearing... a suit, a charcoal suit that is probably four or five sizes too big for him. I kid you not. The pants are not tailored. The arms are not, you can't even see his hands. It looks like he has on a wife beater underneath. It looks like he has on Crocs. Okay. He's wearing sunglasses and he has on a hot pink beanie that I actually want to know where he got it from because I like it. But aside from that, I don't know. It's Balenciaga. So obviously, you know, Balenciaga is just doing some things that are very questionable right now, but definitely worst dress for Justin. Hailey looked beautiful though. Let's see. The next person that I would like to say is a best dress. Okay. Japanese breakfast. I don't even know who that is, but I liked her dress. I don't know if I'm going to give her best dress yet, but we'll see. Let's see here. Who else do I like? Wait, hold on. Is that it? Okay, that's not fair. I was expecting to see more celebrities in that. All right, I'll choose. I think I saw Chrissy Teigen, and I want to give her my other best dress. So let me find her again. She had on like this really cute pink. Okay, there it is. So everybody was wearing like just these really poofy dresses. I'm seeing a lot of poofy dresses on the Grammys red carpet. So, but Chrissy Teigen's looks really good on her. Hers is pink. It's very poofy at the top. Then it cinches in her waist and then it gets very poofy and has a long train. But she looks really good. Let me see what it's called. Nicole and Felicia Couture is what she's wearing. I really like it. I think that obviously Chrissy Teigen's a model. So maybe she just knows like kind of like, you know, how to work what she's wearing, because like this could very easily swallow like anybody else, but she's making it look really good. So I love it. Number two, best dressed. Who am I going to give? I'm going to give a worst dress. Hold on now. Lady Gaga looks good. She looks good because I was expecting, I was just scrolling through a few. Like, I was expecting Lady Gaga to give what Justin Bieber is giving. You know, I was expecting her to give what, I saw Lil Nas X was up there wearing something wild. But Lady Gaga, hold on, where'd that go? I didn't even recognize her. She's got on like a very simple, elegant black dress, one strap over the shoulder, a very appropriate necklace. Her makeup is natural. Her hair, like, she looks like, what's her real name? What's Lady Gaga? I forget her real name, but she looks like her real name as opposed to her stage name, Lady Gaga. And then she has on this, like, on the dress, attached to the dress is like this white, she looks like the Cruella de Vil in the movie that came out recently. You know what I mean? Like the cool Cruella de Vil. She looks like her. I love it. I like that. So I think I finished with my best dress, and then I have one more person to give my worst dress to. I'm going to choose Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker. Kourtney doesn't look too bad. Awkward proportions. Okay, yeah. Her jumpsuit is looking a little, it's off. So like the way that this picture, this Cosmopolitan is describing it, it says, they like Travis Barker. They like what he's wearing. I don't. But it says that her jumpsuit, Kourtney Kardashian's jumpsuit, has some awkward proportions and kind of disappears in pictures. We expected them to both be a little showier than this. So yeah, the way that the Kourtney's jumpsuit thing is fitting on her, it's not the most flattering, but they look so cute because they look in love, and I just love that for them. But he has them, I don't know, because now it's hot pink, and they're just so cute. They're looking at each other really cute in this picture. Now I kind of changed my mind, but I'm going to just go ahead and stick with my initial reaction to, like, I don't like this thing that Justin Bieber is doing, that he's doing with this, like, super, super oversized, like, suit that, like, I can't see his arms either. Like, I can't see his hands. Why are they doing this? So I don't like it. All right. So, that was it. That was my top three best dress and bottom two worst dress. Okay, guys. So this would not be Hot Dog Topics without making this about dogs in some way. So let's see. I don't really have any fashions to speak of right now for dogs, but I have been thinking, like, since I'm in my new building, one of the things that I really enjoy doing is, like, surprising people with dog bandanas. And it kind of, like, you know, it works in both of our favor. Like, you know, I meet somebody new, I'm able to meet their dog. I'm, you know, now their dog has a free bandana, and I'm able to promote Single Dog Mom. And then, like, you know, the goal is for them to tell their friends, to tell whoever, you know what I mean? And I get more business. So that works for me. I've been thinking about if I'll do that here in this building. I'm not too sure. There is a guy that lives in the building. He has a French bulldog as well. I met him yesterday. It was funny because there was another lady that mistook Luke for his dog. And so that let me know, like, okay, there's another French bulldog in here. And so I met him yesterday in the elevator, and he told me he has a 6-month-old Frenchie that apparently he and Luke are the same color. So we'll see. Like, I might have a little sweet spot for the Frenchie and make him a bandana, but I don't know about any of the rest of these dogs. Oh, wait, there's another dog named Fifi. Fifi is so cute. And I don't even know what kind of dog she is, but she, like, you could literally pick her up and put her in your purse, but she is the feistiest little thing. She's so cute. So I kind of want to make Fifi a bandana too, but that's it. I'm making the French bulldog a bandana, and I'm making Fifi a bandana. And over these next few weeks, you know, this season's about to come to an end. And over the next few weeks, I'm going to be really, really busy working on a few things for season 3. So I won't have too much time to be giving out freebies like I sometimes do. So we'll see. I'll let you guys know if I end up making the bandanas for Fifi and for the French bulldog. All right, you guys. So before we get into my weekly confession, I do want to let you know how you can support and keep up with us during the week. So if you have any questions or you want to share your opinion with the podcast, email us at hello@singledogmom.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at The Single Dog Mom. Visit our website, blog, and shop, www.singledogmom.com. And you guys, right now, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, do me a quick favor and tap that 5-star rating if you love the show. Thank you. And thank you for those who have already done it. Super appreciate you. I feel like I had an announcement. Oh, yeah. I wanted to just say kind of like the flow of these next few episodes as I kind of start to wrap up the season, right? So like the first, was it 16 or 17 episodes of season 2 was the marriage series, right? And not necessarily wanting to end the season on that note. So I'm going to finish up with these next 3 or so episodes with like life updates. So today was, we will have 2. So obviously the first life update was my apartment. And then the second life update will be the confession that I have to follow this. And then so like kind of that'll be the way that these next few episodes will go. And then I will take a 5 or 6 week break. I have a lot of things to work on, you guys. I'm actually very excited to be sharing that with you guys over the next several weeks. Really big announcement coming. I'm really excited about, and just a revamp of sorts just in general. And so I'm happy to take that break to really focus on that. And God, what was I going to say? Oh, yes. For season 3, I don't think that there's going to be necessarily a series, right? I think that season 3, I'm going to get back to like my roots and just do the normal, like, I'm just going to have a random ass single dog mom confession, you know, of the week. And so I really do miss kind of being more personal rather than like, you know, doing the kind of storytelling. I appreciate, you know, this season for like, you know, me being able to talk through those memories or whatever, but I also do like the way that I'm able to just like talk about what's currently going on and things like that. So that will be what you can expect for season 3 coming up in 5 or 6 weeks, like I said. So anyway, now getting on to my confession. So this week I want to talk about Accutane. So I haven't actually told a lot of people this. This has probably like maybe a handful of people know this. I had actually been pretty bummed out about the fact that my acne had come back, right? So I'm not going to get too deep into it, but I will say that if you're curious on my journey with acne, I've had acne ever since. I've battled with acne, or that sounds dramatic, but honestly, it's the truth. I've had acne since I was a teenager, and now I am, in my 30s and like I'm still going through it. So I thought that I reached a really good point last year to where I was like completely done with acne. I thought my skin was, clear, and I was very much enjoying that. And then last month-ish, so like February, March-ish, I started to feel like, you know, I was breaking out again, and I just was getting really down about it because I went so far as to make an entire blog post. And so that's why I said I'm not going to go into all of that, because like if you want to know my acne journey thus far, there is literally a very thorough blog post about this on my website, so you can go take a look there. Pictures are included. It was like very raw and honestly really I won't say embarrassing, but it wasn't comfortable for me to kind of even share those pictures because like they were like my acne and my face at its worst times. And I didn't like it. Anyway, so I thought I'd overcome that only to find out that like, you know, last month-ish, February-ish, my acne was kind of coming back. And so I was very dissatisfied. So starting off there. So I went back to my dermatologist, a dermatologist that I've been seeing for well over a year now. She's worked with me. She's helped me a lot. You know what I mean? But I have only met her virtually. And so she was able to, you know, help me and, you know, prescribe me this medicine virtually and stuff like that. But I felt really uncomfortable that she's never actually seen my face and been able to see in person kind of what the problem areas that I'm talking about, you know? And so, and I think this was, yeah, in March, no, late February, like the last week of February, I went to her office. Like I had never been to her office because of, you know, the corona thing and the virtual visits. But I went to her office and I said, though, I want you to see my skin and I want you to see what I'm talking about. And so at that time, she was like, okay. No, it was March 1st. She was like, okay, let's do this. let's take 30 days. She's like, what I want you to do is, she was like, I never want you to wear a mask twice. You know, she's like, you need to change your mask all the time. Cause she was telling me that it was mask me. And I was like, you know, no, it's not. And she's like, yes, it is. And so she's like, okay, wear your mask like only once and then, you know, get a new one. And then like, you know, wash your face, like typical normal stuff. She's like, don't do anything differently. So all she told me to do was wear, change my mask every time. I was like, cool, I'll do that for 30 days. And then I was like, and what happens after that? She was like, if you know, you come back in 30 days and, you know, you feel like you still have the acne and it hasn't gotten better, then I will approve you for Accutane. And I was like, wonderful. So 30 days went by and I still had acne. You know what I mean? And I actually did. Like, I was taking what, because I, like I said, I'm always inclined to trust the doctor's advice and things like that, right? She's a professional. And so I did go buy more masks. And I was like, okay, maybe I'm not wearing, I was like, maybe I am wearing my masks too much without washing it in between. So whatever. So I did that, but still, like, that wasn't the problem. So went back to her office and she did approve me for Accutane. So, hey, just jumping in here really quick, because I just looked at the calendar and realized I said some of these dates wrong. So just to clarify, it was on January 14th that I went initially and I said that I was dissatisfied with my acne and I want to start Accutane. It was on January 14th that she told me that I need to start wearing the fresh masks every day. And then we had a follow-up from that appointment on February 25th. And on February 25th, I came back and I still had acne. And that is when she approved me for Accutane to start on, well, to be approved on March 1st, to start on March 31st. Okay. That is where I'm starting off on, like, today. I actually, although I've been approved for Accutane, I have not taken my first pill yet. So I just want to kind of go over the roller coaster that is being approved for Accutane, dealing with your insurance, dealing with your pharmacy, and like all this rigmarole about, like, it is, you guys, it is like I've been calling it a secret society. I had no idea it was going to be this complicated. And now I kind of understand why it's like not the always the first option, because it's like, it's, I always knew it was serious, right? There's a lot of, risks that you're taking when you get on Accutane. And I guess I kind of knew that, but like, now that it's like, I'm doing it, I'm just like, oh, okay. Like, it's kind of like now a little bit more clear to me. All right. So what happens is so March 1st, she approves me for the Accutane. Once I get, so this is like just in general, this is how every process works with anybody who gets approved. So once you get approved on Accutane, approved for it, they have to put your name into the Accutane system, right? I don't want to say like the actual name of it, because I don't even think I know it. Like, there's all these systems, right? But like, let's call it the Accutane system. So they put your name into the system and then you're like on a 30-day waiting period. In those 30 days, you have to get 2 pregnancy tests. You have to get your blood work done. And then those, obviously the pregnancy tests have to come back negative, and then your blood work has to come back normal, right? So that's what you do within a 30-day waiting period. Also, this will be another life update that I mentioned, but now that I'm taking, what do you call it? Things for my ADHD. I'm taking medicine for my ADHD. That could possibly, like, basically they couldn't approve my Accutane unless my doctor who prescribes me the Adderall, unless that doctor approved me to take Accutane. So then I had to go back to that doctor and ask her to approve. Like, it was this whole thing, right? So I have 30 days to do this. And then finally, at the end of the 30 days, had to take I had to take another pregnancy test, and then I'm good to go, right? So everything's good to go. So I was like so excited, right? And this was like just the other day. This was on March 31st that everything got approved. And she was like, okay, I'm going to send your prescription to Walgreens. So then there's this like whole thing about how the Walgreens that I chose doesn't participate. So like, your pharmacy actually has to participate in the Accutane program, and a pharmacy is not obligated to do it. And so the Walgreens that I typically go to, they are just like, oh yeah, we don't do the Accutane program here. So they transferred my prescription to CVS. And I go to CVS or whatever, and well, before I even get to CVS, I called them and I was like, hey, y'all, like, what's the status of my Accutane medicine? I want to come get it because I wanted to take it like yesterday. I wanted to start taking it today. And they were like, oh, your insurance hasn't approved it. You know, you need to tell your doctor needs to tell your insurance. So like, it was this whole other thing about how my doctor didn't get approval for my insurance. So my insurance denied it or whatever. And so like, that was another thing. And then I get to CVS and then the pharmacist, I spent like 30 minutes with the pharmacist because he like, there's this whole, like, they give you a QR code. Oh, before I even go to the pharmacy, and this has to like, by the way, you have to do this every month on your Accutane medicine. I have to get a pregnancy test every month. It has to be negative. And once I take that, and then after I get my pregnancy test, then I have to go onto the website that, and you take a test and make sure that you are, you know, aware of all the risks of Accutane. And then you also have to agree to be on two forms of birth control, right? So I'm already on the pill. And then my second form of birth control would just be a condom if I were to have sex. But, you know, just two forms, two contraceptives you have to agree to be on when you're on Accutane. So once I take the test, then I go to the website, then I have to print my QR code and then show it to the pharmacist. And like, literally, this has taken the pharmacist like forever to do. He's like, keeps asking me for the QR code. And he's like, you know, they tell you to actually print it because they are like, this is going to happen. The pharmacist is going to keep needing it. And it's like this whole thing. And I was like, whoa, what the fuck's going on? So then I finally, because at first the pharmacist was saying like, oh, your insurance hasn't, approved it yet. But I called my insurance personally to make sure, like, I was like, hey, y'all are going to approve the Accutane, right? Because this is like kind of what they consider like not actually like vital to like, you know, health or whatever. It's just like something I want rather than something that I need. So it's one of the, it's in the category on my insurance where I don't get the, like, usually all my medicine is $5, but like the Accutane, I actually have to pay $25 for, you know what I mean? So it's like that. So it was this whole approval process with them. And so I said, no, I talked to my insurance and I know they approved it. And so he like is in his computer doing this again. And so anyway, I finally get the damn pills from him yesterday. Right. And then, I like to take my medicine like in the morning and stuff. So I was like, okay, I'm going to take it this morning, like today. Then, this morning when I woke up, I get a call from I get my birth control from this company called Nurx. It's like NURX.com. It's actually very convenient. I just found them out about them like a few months ago, and they just mail me my birth control 3 months at a time. It's actually like really cool. I love it. They called me this morning and they were like, hey, so we heard that you were on Accutane now. So make sure that when you are, you know, you have to just make sure that you're on two forms of birth control. So like, here's the one, but are you on two? And I was like, yes, if I have sex, I'll use a condom. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, basically, they want to make sure that if you're on Accutane, you do not get pregnant. Like, you have to sign all this paperwork. There's like, it's the paperwork with like the pink slips and the yellow slips underneath, and the pink slip goes to somebody and the yellow slip goes to another person, because like, you're like promising everyone that you're not going to get pregnant, because those are pretty much the risks that come along with it. Like, you know, the potential birth defects that your baby can have. And so it really just is not wise. So like, obviously I'm not going to be like, It's like a no-brainer for me. Of course not. Of course I'm going to use the two forms of birth control and stuff like that. But it's just like, that's what the huge deal is, right? So I do all that. And then let's see. And then I was all ready to take my Accutane. Oh, and then by the way, I get the box. Hold on, where is it? It's like this huge box. I want to say it's like 8x5 size box. And I'm telling you guys, all over this box is a picture of a pregnant lady and a red circle around her, like crossing out, like, do not get pregnant. Like, it's all over this box. On every, like, on every pill thing that, like, you take the pill out of the, you peel the pill out, that pregnant lady with the box and the red thing is like this. She's all over this box. Like, now I'm just like, I swear I'm not going to get pregnant. Like, I'm not, trust me, y'all. Like, just trust me. I'm not going to do it. But damn, like, there, it was a reality check for me. I was just like, damn, this is serious. You know what I mean? But I'm still confident in the decision to do it because I know, I'm just confident in the decision to do it. I just like, it's just like, damn, this is like, definitely don't get pregnant on Accutane. But so the reason that I could not take the Accutane this morning, you guys, is because on Accutane, okay, you are not allowed to wax or thread or I want to say even get laser. And I've said before, and I'll say it again, I am hairy. And I swear by waxing, I do not like to shave. I do not like to shave. But on Accutane, shaving is the only thing that you can do. And I haven't waxed in probably like a month, probably more. Like, I want to wax before I take this pill. So it's actually 8 o'clock in the evening on the 5th. I'm going to wake up. I have my wax pot. The wax is melted in there right now because I must wax this evening before I wake up in the morning and take this Accutane. So all that to say is that now that it's actually here, I'm just like, I cannot believe I cannot wax. For possibly 6 months is how long I'm expected to be on Accutane. Now, some of my friends that were on Accutane were on it shorter. And like I have a friend, her skin is like literally still perfect. And she did Accutane years ago. And she said she only did it for 3 months. And so I'm hoping that I have that story. I'm hoping that I'm only on it for the 3 months. But yeah, I'm really, really sad that potentially for 3 to 6 months, I will literally not be able to wax. And I do not like shaving. Now, look, I guess the only reason I would be tempted to shave is if I were to be around like a guy or the fact that, you know, it's about to get warm outside and I want to wear like shorts and dresses and stuff like that. But yeah, I guess I'm just going to have to sacrifice that for a few months because I will only shave like if I absolutely have to. I don't like shaving. I get ingrown hairs. It's just too much. So I don't want to do it. But yeah, that is the entire story on my initial Accutane journey, just literally getting approved for it and then getting everybody to just give me the damn medicine. And yes, starting tomorrow, I will start day one of taking it. I'm not sure that I will actually document this. If you guys want to ask me any questions on it, feel free to DM me, send me an email to hello@singledogmom.com. I'm actually very much over it. I just want the damn acne gone. I don't want to take any more pictures of my face. I'm over it, you know, but I'm more than happy to answer any questions if, especially for Black people, because when I get on YouTube and I look for the Accutane videos, I don't see many Black women. And that's something that I always kind of look for when I'm looking for things on YouTube. So again, if you have any questions, shoot me a DM, shoot me a message, happy to answer them, but I don't necessarily plan on giving many more updates on this. It's just something that, you know, keep me in your thoughts. I don't want to be on Accutane for 6 months. I'm hoping that it's 2 or 3. All right, guys. So thank you for listening. As always, I will see you next week. Bye.